Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast. Hi. Hi, everyone. Hello.
Like I said, Halloween.
Greetings, salutations.
So by the time they hear this, it'll be what, Easter?
Easter. I was just about to say something in reference to that.
What it used to be. What you was going to say?
I was going
to
say, why y'all don't have spring breaks at y'all job? Because I'm going to be all doing nothing.
We need spring breaks. We need nap time. Mm-hmm. We need
snack time.
Because I'll be off.
We need Christmas break.
I guess I'm going to have to find
Christmas break,
to do.
2 week Christmas break.
But you kind of have that though.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
VBL. Mm-hmm. Victory block leave.
Yeah.
What's that?
Something they do in the Army.
Is it paid?
A thing over.
Paid time?
Yeah, you use your damn time.
Oh!
But the soldiers are gone home, Basically you don't necessarily have to be there. Unless you're one of the caller outers for all year long and you don't have any time,
then it
make you sit up in the clinic and... But it ain't the worst thing in the world because you ain't really doing nothing. You just sitting there all day.
Mm.
So, yeah. I just think we need more. What country is that where they get nap? They get a 2 hour nap in the.
I know it's in Europe somewhere.
Is it in Japan? It's somewhere. Ooh, but
siesta time.
I think if you allow people to do that, you can see so much more productivity.
They say if you do a 15-minute nap in the middle of the day, like you will be.
Oh, people do
refreshed.
That now. What you talking about? Mm-hmm. They nap already.
At lunchtime.
Girl, them people working from home sleeping right now.
She on D&D mode all goddamn day.
They still in the bed with the headsets on.
Yeah.
Pajamas.
The reason why Elon out here now enforcing all these goddamn rules is because
of y'all.
That's
what I truly enjoy working from home. Like, you did not have to. All you had to do is put on some lounger. You put on your moo-moo. Make sure your hair, you know, you look presentable just in case you got to turn the camera on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was a beautiful
thing.
You
can put a little blaze over top of a
sure
moo-moo.
Can.
Yeah, pause the TV.
Yeah.
When you
blur out the background,
phone call come through.
Mm-hmm. Child, I'd be all at home in the middle of the day watching Price is Right and everything.
I had my TV right there.
Got you.
Fried
make
my phone call.
Cooking.
I used to watch Jenna and Hoda sit right there at 10 o'clock. I had a whole thing. Watch Different World, then turn to Jenna and Hoda, then The View, and
You got your whole
kitchen, a whole TV
you got
program.
Your kitchen special going on Facebook. Dinner, you got your dinner special from 10 to 1. You got plates going on while you got
cooking.
Cooking, washing, and drying, folding.
That's what I'm talking
don't
about.
Ring the doorbell, come through the side door.
Hell, what is that to do when you get off? If you done did all your little chores and shit throughout
but then
the day.
You got to think about it too. When you're on that, like you make a lot of calls, you and then it's just kind of like, good God, I don't want to talk no more today. It's just kind of like you kind of decompress from.
I'm at work talking all day.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But
see, you still could, you had people to socialize with sometimes as well. You know, I think when I work. This was me when it was a pros and cons. Mm-hmm. All the pros have been established. You know, you can do all your housework and all that kind of stuff. You can go, you know, if you had that time, you can go to the gym and come back and all that. I think the con for me, I still needed a little bit more socialization. I needed face-to-face contact, not just on the phone communication, you know. I think that's what, but I miss the things working at home.
I work from home for a very short period of time during COVID, and that's it.
Every
blue moon, I'll work from home. Very rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
But the socialization, I learned that I still needed some kind of face-to-face contact.
Mm.
That's what I learned, and that's what was missing, because now, I mean, you know.
I don't know what that looks like. I've always been an essential employee.
Yeah.
And I was made to work during COVID. I've never been able to be a work-from-home person. Mm-hmm. And I hate that because unlike y'all, I hate people. Mm-hmm, and I would much rather be at home in the comforts of my own space in my little lair by myself.
Really?
Well, I thought that's what I would like.
I hate but
like
hoes, I said, and I hoes loved hate it, me.
But then I still needed some type of, because now I'll have contact. But
maybe
then now,
hybrid would call your mom.
Hybrid, yeah,
call
hybrid.
Your mom and dad on the phone. Shit.
No, it wasn't a call. I needed to see you needed face people? To face.
Well,
but
for me,
now
I don't
I'll go
have
back
to
into my home.
Interact with you. I just need to know that you're here. Like, we can be in the office and I don't have to say a word to you. I just need to know that you were in the space.
That's it, Vaughn.
That's it.
Like, I'll see you. I'm good. And then I can go back into my hole. Yeah.
Because even when I worked from home, my TV was off. Like, I didn't have a TV on, no radio, nothing played in the background, dead silence.
Yeah, because when I was home, like I said, when I was home, I would do that. I would have a skit. Then I listen to, the podcast and all that kind of stuff. Like, I had
a
good
no
schedule of things.
Because if I get distracted,
that's it.
I'm done. It's over.
It's like, deep, deep, deep,
it's over. I can't focus at all. I'd be all over the place.
But I would try to get all my calls to the consumers out of the way. And then, of course, rest of the day, I would try to call the hospitals, the doctor offices, and all of that. But
that's it. So we're going to bring in the show today. Since we've been talking about working from home, a lot of people have transitioned back to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy about it.
I know.
Were y'all happy about going back into the public, but being people-y when you were working from home versus?
Some of the people in my organization that were offered to work from home that now have to come into the office, no. Especially the ones that... that have been working from home for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
They were told that we were not coming. Well, I'm not gonna say they were told. They were assuming that they were not coming back into the office because it's been so many years, and a lot of them relocated to other states or faraway cities. And now that we are coming back into the office, that commute is very long, or there's not a nearby office that they can report into. And so they have to make a decision. What am I going to do? Some people have given up transportation where they had two vehicles just to save, money in the household. Either they're going to relocate closer or take that commute back in or give up the position. So these are the things, because they have to make that decision within the next couple of months on what they're going to do. One, no one told them to relocate far away. They made it upon themselves. And they're upset that they have to come back into the office.
Yeah.
And they are really challenging the decision to come back into the office. Like, they're really trying to challenge it.
Okay, but they had to have known that these were special circumstances. Your job technically requires you to be in office. However, we're allowing this space to see how it works. They took it upon themselves to move.
So what's unique about the situation is that company, really, the criteria has changed for that particular company. So it shifted.
Uh-huh.
And because of the shift, everything that had happened is out the window pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So there's new standards. And because those old standards don't apply, those employees are still trying to hold them accountable to what they originally said. Well,
the old company.
Yeah, and it's like, we're still this company, but we are branded under a new name.
But.
And
according to the SOP, according to the job description, because there are certain job descriptions that say, hey, if you're going to be employed with us, you have to live within a 30-mile radius of what was the standard given when they took the job of where, what city mm-hmm. or how far they needed to live from the hub.
Right.
What was the, you know.
Well, guess what?
What?
Changes can be made at any given time. Mm.
Now, it's a difference if somebody hires me and says, hey, like I work at Fort Jackson, right? It's a difference if
this,
somebody
this
says.
This job is remote only.
Right. It's remote only, but you have to check in once a month at.
This location. And that's understandable. That's
understandable.
It's been stated ahead of, up front.
But let's say I work at Fort Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. And one day I go to work and they say, well, Yolanda, even though you were hired for Fort Jackson, we're sending you to Seattle. No, I didn't sign up for that. Yeah, I understand my job duties can change here at Fort Jackson, but you just can't just up and relocate me to goddamn Seattle.
Right, no.
So that's what I'm saying. I get it that your job duties may change mm-hmm. or, you know, the amount you come in and out of the office may change, but I should not have to upheaval my whole life because of a change you made 5 years down the road from me signing on for this. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair to me.
Well, when you first was employed, that wasn't the case mm-hmm. and through the climate change mm-hmm. things happened and it was okay to make that transition to work from home mm-hmm. and now that the situation is changing again mm-hmm. to revert back to the original state.
Right. Because that's what I was about to say. I noticed when I had the other job that it will say you have to be within a 50-mile radius mm-hmm. of your pulse point, meaning right. the where somebody, if you need, you have trouble, IT can get to you
that's
and all of that stuff. But I think some people were so comfortable, like, oh, this is a remote job. I can still relocate to Florida and still have my job.
I think some people that actually relocated states away.
Right.
Like, that's mm-hmm. your base is in North Carolina, but right. you moved to Texas.
But right. why would you do that if you knew your base was there? You got approval.
Now, because things have changed, they have to be within your
you
base.
You got approval
pulse
to
point.
Move because
yep.
I still needed you as an employee. You were yep. valuable.
Yep. You were a great asset.
The company yep. wasn't making any changes.
Yep.
I don't see, it doesn't pose a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There is no need for you to ever report back to, because mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, the entire company was 100% remote.
And that's my whole thing.
And now that portion of the company is
right.
no longer 100% remote, and now they have to meet this standard of the other company that is mm-hmm. 85% in office, because mm-hmm. 15% of those employees are remote. Now that 100% has to meet the 85%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you talking about boots on the ground.
And this is the thing, too. Like, they want everybody to come back into the office, but where is the space? And so, now companies and government mm-hmm. trying to find space for people to come. And there's no space.
Retail is high. Retail space
yes.
is high. So now overhead, you got to think about leasing it is high. Renting is high right now.
Yeah. That's why you don't see a lot of stores are closing because they mm-hmm. can't afford.
So you got to think about,
rent.
And that's what they're saying. So they're saying, oh, you want us to come back into the office, but is it beneficial?
Right.
Like, you're now spending money in retail space.
Right.
You got to pay employees salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to pay lights. You got to pay for all the amenities.
Mm-hmm.
Of this building,
mm-hmm.
you have to make sure all this operating
air condition.
Yeah, all the operating costs that has to be paid. So now, you know, people were working from home have to take care of this stuff themselves at their own house.
Mm-hmm.
that you didn't have to take care of.
Right.
So now you're coming out probably $1 million a month in operating costs that you didn't have to spend.
But I think that all has to do with who's in charge right now.
But
that's a bit. He's a businessman.
Guess what? It is all business because at the end of the year, guess where that money is going? It's going back, written off.
Yeah.
Expense.
Because he's a businessman. He wants all his buddies that own these properties to get their money back. Because when it was remote, it's like people, you had abandoned buildings big time.
Yep.
And people's business offices and office space was just sitting there.
Yep.
So now he's trying to help his buddies out. So everybody can be rich again.
Yep, expensive.
That's it. I mean, it's sitting right there. Because nobody was forcing nobody to work from home. Nobody. I mean, not work from home, but go back into the office. Who was doing that? You heard maybe one or two people say, well, we're going to move. Maybe y'all work 3 days, y'all, you know, or either work 2 days or something like that. It was hybrid. And then all of a sudden, oh, everybody's coming back in. Make them come on. You know?
So I just... Yeah. It's just, so that's how it is at my job. So some people, you know, some people want, they're tired of working from home. They want the, some people are ready to give it up because they miss the human interaction, the human environment. They've lost their social skills, the withdrawal. And then some people like, F that, I enjoy being here because I've been working 3 call center jobs at once. And, you know, some people have have learned how to multitask.
Jesus.
Doing a lot of different things and have learned how to.
It was beautiful.
Just learn like different skills being at home.
God.
And so it's just, you know. Yeah.
But I think with me, I just rather the people to have their jobs. So I don't want anybody to, you know, lose their job.
Yeah.
It's that versus, you know, I know you want to, or either just try to find a job that's remote right now. Another job.
And a lot of people say that they are way more, a young lady said this yesterday. She said, they're deterring us from being at home, but I was more productive at home than I am in the office.
And it was great studies for that. Like studies showed that you were like 70% more productive than you would be in the office.
Not because people at my job. And I'm being for real. So we did a trial.
A
trial with a few people and the computer was always crashing. The calls were always missed. It was always something. The ring time was excessive.
Always something.
It was, it was always something. So you never let a good thing pass you by. And this is what, like, why you're messing it up for everyone. Like, if you call for this, you wanted to work from home. You wanted to work from home. We gave you a trial to work from home, and you can't even do that.
You fucked it up.
So guess what? Now all of y'all coming back into the office because we were trying to at least give them two. I think we were doing a hybrid with all of them. But, hey, now y'all back
don't,
in. So
don't just
whatever.
Kick you off when somebody just mess it up for everybody.
Yeah. It's always that one.
Like the lazy MF at my job. It's always, so let me say, if you got about 10 employees, right, working in a group doing a, you know, same task, it's always going to be 2 to 3 that just, the weak links bring staff morale down, just the asshole. Then you got the supervisor who want to delegate her responsibility off on the peons so they can do less. And it's just like, I told my niece the other day, if you know what you want out of life and you know life ain't giving you what you want, put yourself in a position for yourself to be happy. Don't sit here and sit around and wait for the workforce or the people you work with to do what's right. People don't go to work to do their job no more. if everybody would go to work and do their goddamn job, the world would be a better place. Mm. But everybody is not going to. And rather than sit around and frustrate yourself, mm-hmm. get your blood pressure up, be stressed out, make yourself an angry person, understand that your time is up there. Mm-hmm. I need to move to bigger and better things mm-hmm. that are conducive and make me feel good. Because this job does not make me feel good anymore. Y'all don't make right. me feel good on this job anymore because y'all won't come here and do what's right.
Right.
And people don't realize that the bulk of our job is heavy in the morning. So if we would all work together mm-hmm. in the morning, we could get finished faster and have an easier afternoon. Mm-hmm. But you being an asshole, not wanting to do your assigned task, makes me work harder. Now I'm disgruntled. Now I got to spend the rest of my afternoon mad than a motherfucker because I'm pulling your weight. Mm. So how does that help with staff morale mm-hmm. if I don't feel like the responsibilities and the task are even?
Right.
So everybody's given an assignment. Mm-hmm. And then when someone's assignment isn't done, it falls on the next person or is it a team?
It's almost like, okay, you at one point manage calls in a call center, right? Mm-hmm. So the calls are just coming in. They're coming in. You got employee A, employee B, employee C. Mm-hmm. You notice that employee C, she get them done. She get them escalated, taken care of, whatever, mm-hmm. and on to the next. This one here, you know, takes that one a little bit more. B takes a little bit more, but they getting it done. They moving pretty steady. Mm-hmm. Then you got C. Just as slow, moving like a snail, keep putting them on hold just to kind of keep from having to do as much as BNA, right? Mm-hmm. And it's noticeable.
Right. It's a problem.
Right. But nobody ever says anything because she can always, well, I'm doing my best. Well, mm-hmm. I'm just taking my time. Well, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But how is it that I can still do my outside of, you know, the daily responsibilities and handle other tasks, but you just cruising along? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not fair to BNA.
Right.
So there should be like a quota. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes jobs do need to require some type of quota on productivity mm-hmm. because, I mean, that's just like in a team. Y'all were in college and you had to do a group assignment. Mm-hmm. It was motherfuckers in the group who ain't do shit. Then you had your person who presented. You had your people who did the research and, mm-hmm. and got all the information together. Mm-hmm. And then you had your one or two motherfuckers in the group who did absolutely nothing. But they got an A also.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
they didn't deserve it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I hate fucking group assignments, because somebody's always going to give way more mm-hmm. and somebody is always going to do way less. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like that even in relationships. Mm-hmm. Why is somebody giving 100%? I won't even say 100 because nobody gives 100% if you want to be honest. I don't like to see someone giving 90 and then another person giving 10 or 30 in my current situation. This is how I feel now. Like, I give a lot and then I get a little bit and then you expect me to be into you. No, I'm not. So now I got to play you like you play me.
Definitely got to call them out.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the same effort I feel like you're giving me. And then when I pull back, it's noticeable to you. But why didn't you notice that you wasn't doing shit? Mm. Or they don't expect for you to call them. Like, literally, the person who I said at my job that I complained about who's lazy, this motherfucker told my supervisor, why is she worried about how many patients I'm doing when the lady over on so-and-so hallway ain't doing nothing. What? So you gonna throw somebody else under the bus, but that's just like people in a relationship. When you call your significant other on, hey, I feel like I need more, and before they even come back with the statement of, so basically you said you need this, I would like to make the valiant effort to do X, Y, and Z because, yeah, maybe I have fell short.
But they want to bring up.
What's the first thing that motherfucker do?
Bring up something that happened.
Well, what about you? Mm. What about what you don't do no more? What right. about.
That's instead what. Of, that, yeah. Instead of addressing what you.
Yeah, because we didn't.
Let's talk about this first.
Mm-hmm. Because now I feel like you trying to get out of addressing where you fell short. Yeah, that's all it is, deflection.
Yep.
Okay, I hear you, but let's talk about this first.
But in essence, it all comes back to just do your fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
Do your job.
Yep. That's it.
Do your job. And then we don't even have to have this conversation.
Right. Nobody likes to be called out.
Mm-mm. And that's why I want to be, if I had the money, y'all, I would probably live on my own little island. I'd take a little ferry to come back and have lunch with y'all and see. I would.
You would send for us. You wouldn't come back.
I probably would. I probably would send a ferry for you.
You wouldn't come back.
But this is why now you have people like me who don't like people. Y'all drained the fucking life out of me. Like, with your goddamn excuses, with your goddamn half-assness, with your little shitty-ass attitudes, with the, you want to blame everybody else for what's wrong with you, but you ain't doing what the fuck you supposed to do. And that's why people don't like y'all. That's why people don't want to tolerate y'all. That's why people don't want to come to your events. That's why people is just tired of peopling. And I'm one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You tired of peopling?
I am. I can't well, stand them.
You can't be tired of peopling.
I know. And I work in a very people environment, a very people-y environment. So when they come in, even when I'm doing an interview and I say, what's your pain? Then they done walked in just fine, sat down. What is your pain on a scale of 1 to 10? An 11. Motherfucker, it ain't no goddamn 11.
They're
shut up.
Expressing themselves that
you
is
a goddamn lie.
Excruciating.
So then when I show them the Wong Baker scale, this mm-hmm. is a, y'all can look it up. It's a pain scale. It has little faces on it. So 1 through 3 is a
mm-hmm. And it's color.
4, 5, 6. Color? Yes. Yeah. 4, 5, 6 is and 7, 8, 9 is a and 10 is you on a stretcher.
Yeah.
Okay? So now you just walked in my office.
You said you dead.
So now you say, look at the scale. You're not an 11. You just walked in here. You're not limping. Da, 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 da.
Oh, well, I guess it's probably about a 6.5.
Ain't no goddamn 6.5 on there. You're either 6 or 7, goddammit.
I'll take a 7.
Because everything, what is the word? Everything is catastrophized. What is it? Catastrophized. Y'all know the fuck I'm talking about. I'm upset. Everybody got to take a catastrophe and make it times 10.
Of course.
Oh, I'm so tired. I feel like I'm going to die.
Of course.
No, you don't.
That's how
you're
you feel.
Tired. But see, I don't like people who exaggerate shit like that.
To the 10th power.
Oh, I feel like my back is breaking.
Mm.
Yes.
I'm so this. Everything is a fucking national disaster. It's a tragedy.
Yes.
I don't want to be
around. It's an executive order.
I don't even want to be around people like that.
Mm.
Okay? I walk around here every day with all these little ailments. I probably need a fucking hip replacement. I got fibromyalgia. I got a lot of shit wrong with me.
But every day I choose to have a beautiful day.
Right.
I never speak my pain. I don't. And you know why? Because when I speak it, I make it real.
You're right about that.
And I don't want to speak that. So, the minute I'm having pain in my body, and y'all, this shit work. Y'all need to do this shit. The minute I'm having pain or I feel a little unjust or disease, you see how disease is dis-ease in my body? I speak life into it. Lord God, I thank you for the ability to walk, be a walkie-talkie. I have these beautiful hands that heal people. I have these legs that don't stop. I thank you for the ability to walk and get everywhere I need to go, ambulate and do the things that I need to do to be able to wash my body myself, wipe my own ass. Like, thank you, God, for the ability to just be able to take care of myself and do the things I leave out my house. Lord, it might not be the mansion, but it's mine and it's beautiful. And I'm going to keep it clean and I'm going to take care of it. Lord God, just keep blessing my life. Just keep blessing everything around me. Just keep blessing my space.
I'm so hungry I can eat a hog.
Keep blessing my mind. Keep my mind stable, yeah. Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I feel so much better after I pray and bless myself, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. bless my space. And bless the people who are close to me.
But I don't think they really mean those things. They do over-exaggerate.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth, shame the devil.
They just over-exaggerate. That's it.
But that's a part of doing your job. Just be honest. Just be honest.
I'm so tired.
If you know you don't really like me like that, sir, say that.
My back hurt.
If my kids don't really want to do something and then just go and break something, so they don't have to do it, just say you don't want to do it so I could do it myself and keep from my shit getting broke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like, true.
That's why I say if everybody just do the fucking job or just be honest about not wanting to do it. Hey, if you lazy on your job and you don't want to do your job, just say, hey, is there something else? Is there another task that I can do? Because I don't feel like I can give these particular tasks 100%. Or retire and stay home. Why do we have to be subject for your laziness and triflingness? Why?
It's now that part, that's a whole nother conversation right there. Why do people have to be backhanded to get what they want?
Right.
And just say what it is. Or not even backhanded, but if you don't want something or if you want something, just say what it is. Don't make up something or pretend or have to lie, mm-hmm. to either not want to do it or if you want to do it.
Yeah.
Because it is the
it's not
art of persuasion and manipulation.
Like, it's not that difficult.
Right.
But it really isn't difficult.
Everybody wants what they want. But everybody wants what they want. However, I gotta con you.
But you really don't have to.
But
that's the thing about it.
Say what you want.
Why do you feel like you have to do that to me?
Right.
Because when your intentions are not good, that's why.
That is why.
That is why. Mm-hmm. When your intentions are not pure or good, that's when you have to revert to persuasion, manipulation, conning, power denial. You have to use these tactics. You see the tactics, mm-hmm. to persuade and mind fuck people to do what you want them to do so you can do less.
But who ends up losing in the end when you do that?
I think both parties lose. I think everybody loses. When you have a team of people,
it's not really sometimes a loss. I think it can be a disappointment, because sometimes it could be a trust factor or not really a trust factor, but sometimes it's a mm-hmm. reveal.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a reveal to say, mm-hmm. I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know who I'm working with. I know what type of person I'm working with, because sometimes it comes back to you when it's done. Away from you,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
you know. Just recently, happened to me where my supervisor went around me to get something that I do on a daily basis. And the person that she went to was way above me.
Mm-hmm.
And that person was clueless, like, why would she come to me?
Mm-hmm.
And gave her the information, of course. But then it came back to me like, well, I'm not sure why I got the message, but, you know, this right. is the
maybe,
ask.
Maybe they didn't want you to know that they didn't know or that they needed it.
That's what it was. They didn't want me to know that this was taking place behind the scenes.
Oh.
And so I slid myself in, inserted myself into the equation to let that person know without letting them know that I knew.
Mm-hmm. I think Jay-Z said it best. Nobody wins when the family, feuds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just feel like when feelings are in place, when somebody feels a kind of way, that's mm-hmm. why I like to have hard discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get it out in the open because I don't want to live thinking, I know she mad at me about that shit. I don't want to, you know, be in the same space with her. It makes me uneasy because I know she's still in her feelings about it. That's why I just want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's move on. But you have people who will gaslight and who will or will pretend as though, or will move on as though nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. And want to move forward. You can't do that. You have to address the elephant in the room, no matter how hard the conversation mm-hmm. is.
But they think it's, some people think it's already addressed. Like, whatever's happened, and I'm just going to move forward.
Sometimes you let them think it's addressed
mm-hmm.
until you throw that curveball.
Right.
And then they get mad. Why are you bringing that up? Because, goddammit, I didn't get my closure.
Well, to
or I didn't have my answers.
Uh-huh. It's not closure, but sometimes it is, I need to process how I am going to deliver my message because you had time to process mm-hmm. and deliver mm-hmm. your message.
Yeah.
So right. now I have to digest and rebut how I'm going to process
right.
because I'm not looking for closure, but I'm definitely going to say my piece.
Yeah, and have a conversation about it. And that's
I don't
the
even
thing.
Need to have a conversation.
And that's
I just need to say what I need to say, and
that could be done.
Yeah,
I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what I was about to say. Everybody's communication style is different. Whatever yeah. you want to call it, communication style, love language, personality, what have you,
because
it's different.
That art of manipulation,
right.
the art of all of that
mm-hmm.
Is nothing but a lie.
Right.
It's a lie that they have mastered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The art.
They have, for sure.
They've mastered
an
it.
Art.
From birth.
And yep. the people have built themselves mm-hmm. to believe that they're right
mm-hmm.
in that. And mm-hmm. I'm here to break that glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm. But even like Kiki said, Kiki, we did a clip from her book. I'm reading her book right now as mm-hmm. we speak. It's such a good book. And she said that don't expect you from somebody else.
Right.
And that's where a lot of your disappointment comes yep. in. And so whereas I look at somebody who does something for me or is going the extra mile for me and my team and my sole goal and purpose in life, that sparks something in me to say, hey, this person is vested. This mm-hmm. person is interested in something that I'm interested in. This person is really, you know, sees me. That mm-hmm. makes me want to go the extra mile for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you might have someone who says, I see all this, so now I'm going to do less.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know mm-hmm. how fucking disheartening that is
mm-hmm.
when you're doing everything that you know to do? That goes back to that relationship where you mm-hmm. feel like you're giving 90 and that motherfucker started out doing 50, mm-hmm. and you feel like you doing more gonna motivate them, and then they fall back to 30.
Mm-hmm.
So you expect me to stay in this shit? And this what you doing? And then when you walk away, you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You wrong. Cause I was keeping up the tempo and doing more, right. and you fell back.
Right.
I'm wrong. Cool.
Right.
Noted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind being the villain in nobody goddamn Mm-mm. story.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. No mo.
No.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Mm.
At all. Cause somebody got to write the story.
Yeah.
From my version.
Yep.
Let me tell you my favorite scene from a movie. Scarface. When he in the restaurant.
Mm.
And they looking at him. And he talking big boy shit. You sit around and you look at me like you better than me. You're not better than me.
That was a good
and
one.
And honey, he laid all their asses out. And guess what? It was real quiet in there.
It was.
Cause that hit somebody's soul in there. He might have been drunk, but he and high, but he was speaking from a place of honesty. Boy, I don't know what kind of drugs and liquor they be drinking to give them all this clarity and make them so goddamn philosophical. And I don't want none, but goddamn it, you learn something.
That was a good movie.
It was, but. In corporate America, in our families, mm-hmm. within our friends.
In our relationships, yep.
Yeah, we gonna really just have to, I did a breakdown of examples when Sue was talking about it regarding the acknowledgement, the accolades, and the achievement, and the follow-up. Like, I think those are things that we should just start implementing into all of our relationships. And this is what I feel like can possibly have like an awakening of some minds and a renewness in some, and also a finality in some. Because if I've done all I can do here and I'm still not being acknowledged or giving my accolades or having some recognition for the achievement that I bring, I don't need to be here anymore.
Yeah, maybe it's need time to go. For me to
I need to
take my talents
time is served
somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
Time is served.
Yep.
There's nothing else for me to do here but leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
And it is.
People mm-hmm. need to understand leaving is okay.
It is okay.
Cause yep. now I'm going to allow you to be with somebody who really loves you for who and mm-hmm. where you are right now. And I'm going to love myself enough to challenge myself and want more for myself. Because it ain't you. This isn't challenging. This job isn't challenging for me anymore. This relationship isn't challenging for me and fulfilling anymore. This friendship isn't. Mm-hmm. I must move on.
The sad part about that, let's just say a relationship, 5 years. You've been in a relationship for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a long time to be in a committed relationship. You've dated, you've passed that,
mm-hmm.
the drawer mm-hmm. phase, you mm-hmm. know, the keep phase. And you're looking for more, right? You're looking for marriage mm-hmm. at this point. And you say, hey, what's going on? Like, what is our next step? And he or she may say, I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, it's 5 to 7 years later. When will you be there? And I'm just not ready to commit to that phase. And they say, well, you know what? I think it's time for me to go. We have acknowledged the things in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have done all I can do.
Right. Time's up.
Time is
time
up.
Time served.
And
that's the motherfucker when you who'll leave you and go that, marry somebody in 2 months.
If you let that person walk, I think it was never genuine. I don't feel like it was ever real. Like, you really did not, like, for 7 years, what were you planning with this person? Or 5 years, what were you really planning with this person? Mm-hmm. You wasted this person's time because you never had the intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever.
And if it wasn't, the conversation should be had. Well, I just don't see you as a wife. I don't see you as a husband. And
you never lived together.
Right. But let's say, hold on, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Let's say that person does see the value in them. And they say, oh, this nigga about to walk. Let me get her a ring. Okay.
Okay. Now let's just say that did happen.
Now we fiance and husband and wife. Even if we get to the husband and wife stage, do we stop there? Is that the?
I mean, no, you should not stop there.
Is that the snow cap on the mountain? Is that the load in the potato?
It should not be, and it should not have taken me to give that ultimatum at that point, at the crossroad, to say, "Hey, make your mind up. Where are we going with this?" I shouldn't have to pose. I shouldn't have to have dinner and sit down with you and stop and smell the roses type conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Or we should not have to go to our employer to say, "Hey, I'm here. I've done this.
If you're
that.
Not gonna give
why
me
aren't
a
you
promotion,
promoting me? You know,
I'm going to leave. Why does it take?
Opportunities have come. Mm-hmm. Promotions have been here and." You know, bonuses have been, you know, sitting at my doorstep and I've been overlooked for this. I mean, what is it? What is it about me that I'm not worthy of the next level, the next step? Like, mm-hmm. what is it? Tell me. Or you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and leave because I see my value somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone allows you to leave, whether it's an employer,
madam therapist,
a spouse or whatever, like their intentions were never to take you to the next phase.
I think those type of situations expect your complacency, though. They expect you to be complacent in whatever
it was the initial
offer was. They want you. No, but I don't think a lot of relationships ever
it was comfortable
come about to challenge you to be bigger and brighter and move forward. Because even in a marriage, do you stop working in a marriage?
You're not supposed to, but some people do get complacent.
No. And that's working. Why they get divorced.
Right.
Because, okay, once we're married, that's it. We don't even try no more. You don't try to look good.
You continue to.
You don't
date.
Try you to look good anymore. Yeah. You don't try to take me out. Oh, we used to do so mm-hmm. and so and so.
But some people be like, look. That's the end goal. Like, okay, I married you. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
No, you continue to date. You right. continue to
look
grow
good.
As an individual. Mm-hmm. You continue to grow together.
Yeah.
You continue to.
So now that we're husband and wife, what are some of your personal goals? So right. like, let's say I was married to you, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
As your husband, which we wind up probably going to wind up. We already married. But even in this friendship situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I always push my friends.
Mm-hmm.
What is the next level? What are we doing next? I'm not about to just let you be a therapist. I'm not just going to let you work in the job that you're in because I know you're way capable of that. Okay, so now that you've been here for a minute, what's next for you? Don't I always do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you stopping for? We ain't stopping till we dead or we mm-hmm. retired. And even still, once we get retired from our jobs, I'm going to be like, well, Viola, you can't sit up in the house all day. We got to go walking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sue, you can't just decide to just stay home all the time. We got to go. We got to take, since now we ain't going out to go to work every day, we got to at least take 3 or 4 trips out the country a year.
I'm trying to start it now.
I mean, yeah.
Now?
But just to sit there and be complacent and
was
not.
We on a roll.
We were.
And then the world stopped.
And we stopped with it. And we stopped with it.
Yeah. But, and that's what I'm saying. Like, Yoshi, you know, I would say to you, it's a thing about any type of ship, relationship, friendship, whatever. Mm-hmm. You, when you grow as an individual, and the individual is, you know, going higher and completing their goals, it's okay if you grow apart and together. Mm-hmm. Because I think when you come together and you're genuinely interested in that person, you'll love what they're bringing or you'll be interested in what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the whole thing about life, to continue to learn and grow. Mm-hmm. You got to continue to learn and grow, and you got to be there for your people even when they become stagnant a little bit, but you're there to push them up, you know, and say, okay, you know, you're better than that, because you see in something in that person that they may not see in themselves at that moment, because everybody's going to have that moment, whether it takes 15 minutes or 15 days. You know that you're going to have that moment. But that's the whole thing. Comprehension, people. Comprehension. Comprehension.
Comprehension.
Comprehension.
That's just like the little angry boy who do the skit. Comprehension, people.
Seriously.
We doing the same stuff and we getting the same result. Have you not learned anything? Have you not learned anything from the last time? And he's screaming. But like, man, that skit is like so profound, because it's just like, why we keep riding the same hamster wheel of life and then y'all expecting a different result?
It's not going to work.
It's not. You got to get out of that space. You got to get out of that mindset. You got to want it. Like I tell people all the time, It ain't on me, it's in me.
But and everybody's path is totally different. Mm-hmm. Like everybody can, like you can be a go-getter, you can be a slow learner, but you're gonna get it just as long as you continue to learn and grow.
But don't slow me down. Right. And I won't speed you up.
Right.
Right. Right.
Go find the turtle.
Go
find your female turtle version, because I'm the hare. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't expecting.
But here's the thing. Nobody's wrong. However they get to their success, nobody's wrong. Right. And that's why I want people to understand, just because everybody's life is different. Mm-hmm. It's totally different.
Like I said, everybody can be a boss. Mm-mm. Everybody can be an entrepreneur. No.
And, you know, I know what my strengths are, mm-hmm. and I know what my challenges are, yeah. and the things that I can work on. And then, like somebody said, sometimes you're just damn lazy.
Exactly.
And you don't want to do it, because you're like, why? Why do I have to? When this is what I want to do. Or they may already have themselves set up. I love when people, it's a judgment sometimes. And people look at people and be like, this person, da 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 da. When that person right there that you're saying that they may not have their life, have their whole life together. And then you up there looking at them like, wait a minute, this joker got stocks, bonds, traveling, house paid off, have no debt whatsoever. And you still in the mud trying to get it. Like some things I think you can learn from everybody, whether it's a lesson on how not to do it or a lesson on how to do it smarter. Mm-hmm. And not harder. That's what I think.
Yes.
Yep. I ain't gonna let nobody hold me back. And y'all, I know we don't like Puff Daddy right now, because he done did some unsavory things. Yes.
Yeah, I think somebody added some more charges. Oh, did y'all see that Terrence Howard interview?
We'll talk about that in the car.
Oh, Jesus.
But when I tell you, Puffy songs from the 90s, one in particular, Can't Nobody Take My Pride.
Yeah.
Can't Nobody Hold. Ooh. And my favorite song was from the Victory album. Mm-hmm. No, not, the song is called Victory, but it's from
No Way Out?
No Way Out album.
Whoa.
Baby, let me tell you something.
That's a title.
Yes, No Way Out. Is that not a what is it? Play on words right now.
Oh, Jesus.
But it was a song called Victory. That is my fucking hype song. I'm sorry. Biggie's in it. The Lock.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. Is that the one that said we ride together?
No.
No. Okay. Mm-mm.
He coming to song one.
One, two.
Yeah, another. Yeah,
sun don't shine forever, but yeah, as long as it hits. Is that the same
it.
One?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
But that is like a hype song for me. And if you, and I say this all the time, if you don't get hype off the same shit I get hype off of, if yo, we was doing all these little, I guess we call them euphemisms, idioms or whatever today. If yo bread don't get buttered like mine, your roll don't get buttered like mine, and you don't get live on the shit I get live on, we can't coexist. Because it's just some shit that I be liking and vibing off of. Uh-huh. And see, you gonna just...
Right. Well, it's something you said last night. You said, we don't have to be like-minded.
Right.
We have to be like-spirited.
Yes.
Right.
And I think it will then be in tune.
Right.
Because we can always change our mind,
mm-hmm.
and our mindsets can change, but our spirits got to connect.
Yeah.
And so that spoke volumes. So you got to be connected, mm-hmm. in order, because we all can see things differently, but we got to be able to connect in right. order to.
But when we together, right. we have a ball.
Yes.
But,
and that's the yes. thing I was about to say, like, I mean, who wants to be the same?
Right, right, right.
It ain't fun.
Right.
No.
But we got to connect spiritually.
Yeah. Right.
And because you and see the world differently, you see the world differently.
Yeah.
But if we come well, together we and we say, you together. Know what? I see what you mean now. Yeah. Oh, I see. Because yeah. we may not be like-minded, but then I can always see the world in your lenses. I can see it mm-hmm. from your lens.
Mm-hmm.
I may not understand it, but I can see it. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I can see the interpretation where you're coming from. But we all share the same vision. And, you know, that's what I love about us. I love about us. Like, I love it.
I bet. Get y'all some goddamn real friends.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, 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 yep.
And we out. Ooh. Hold on. Where can they find us? And how we going to grow emotionally, socially, and all that
you
shit?
You can find me on the beach this summer because I'm just done.
On the beach?
On the beach.
And the vacation's coming up.
Yeah. We gonna create one because yes. I'm serious. I got to get out of here. I don't care now. You know, I like that Rod Wave song where he say, listen, 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 I love Miami, but she don't want to go no more. Mm-hmm. We can even go to Miami. Oh, I don't even care. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
I'm sick of Miami.
No, we got that. Well, anyway, y'all, listen.
Miami got vacation. That's the next first 48 waters. Okay.
Go on some friendcations, vacations, solocation.
Yeah, solocation.
Familycation. Solocation.
You can even daycation. You can do a daycation.
Yeah, you can do a daycation. Just get mm-hmm. out.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I know I am.
Get out the house.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.